listening to Exotic Set. This is Carrie speaking.
Hi. I was just wondering, do you take in native birds?
In our local area, we definitely can. Whereabouts are you calling from?
Woody Point.
Woody Point? Yeah. What do you have?
I think it's a honey eater. You know, the ones with the blue around their eyes? Yeah. It's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's come out of the nest. There are a couple of adult birds that have been hanging around, so whether they're the parents or not.
Yep. More than likely it will be. Is there any visible injuries or anything on this baby?
I can't see anything. It still seems to be quite feisty.
Okay. What I would recommend, around wherever you have found it, I'll get you to, has it got any feathers or is it just
it has
fluff?
And they've got, it's starting to get some green feathers.
Yep, okay. So it's probably a branch, what they call a branchling, so one that's been learning to fly and it's just flown and landed on the ground.
I don't know. It doesn't look like it's quite at that stage.
Yep. So what I would get you to do, can you see a nest or anything around where you found it in the tree?
No, we don't have any trees that they'd be nesting in our yard. It's all like mm-hmm. it'd be in the neighbours.
Yep, okay. I'll get you to do, if you've got like a little small box or something, just put a few little holes in the bottom or even just a little plastic container. Put some holes in the bottom just in case we get some rain. Just put a few branches, like little twigs and branches in there for it to perch on and be able to get out and sit on the side of the box. The parents will hear it and come down and feed it. That's the best thing that you can do for this little one here. If you can just, when you do that, just pop it into a tree close by to where you found it, which has got a little bit of security with bush over the top of it. And then, just watch to see if the parents or the other birds that are hanging around are coming down to feed it or go near it. That's the best thing that can happen with this little one here.
Yeah, it was because we've got a dog and the neighbour's got dogs. And it was down at the back fence between the two properties last night. And the dogs were sort of, poking at it.
Yeah.
And I've not long come home. And it was actually up further in the yard near the neighbour's trees. There's a colour bond fence.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite a bit of a distance.
Yeah.
But it was just sitting in the sun, and I've got it in a basket just in the shade because I was worried that it was just going to die from dehydration.
Yeah. So, no, if you can definitely just try and do what I've said and pop it back up into a tree where you can get it into and just keep an eye on it. Like, the parents will hear it and come down and feed it.
Okay.
That's what we would be advising you if it came in and there was no injuries to take it back to where it was found.
Okay, I'll get there is a grevillea in the neighbour's yard, so it sort of hangs over our fence a bit. I might be able to get a ladder and sort of get it up on a branch.
Yep, sure. Okay. That'll be good. But if you do see any injuries, by all means, you're more than welcome to pop it into us here. Mm-hmm. definitely if it's got no injuries, the best thing for it to be is to stay out in the wild.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay then. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.